Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. Earlier, we showed you how to make an evergreen wreath. Now I'm going to show you how to elevate it and get ready for Christmas. As you can see, we've adorned our mantle with these beautiful stockings. And if you're not familiar with Fig and Dove, FIGANDDOVE.com, you've got to check them out. We bought these beautiful, beautiful stockings from them. They're some of my new prized possessions with these beautiful acrylic stocking holders. But I simply just layered in some magnolia on the top, and I'm gonna adorn the mantle above with our evergreen wreath and just add a little shimmer and sparkle. Okay, so I told you earlier that we used a, just an artificial wreath base, and then I used the wire on that and nestled in the layers of magnolias and the pine. Now I'm going to elevate it and take it up a few notches by adding some gorgeous shatterproof, yes, you heard me right, shatterproof ornaments. Anytime we're decorating for our clients indoors or outdoors, on their mantles or anywhere they could have young children running around, we always try to use these shatterproof ornaments. Also, another reason is because they're super lightweight. And they can hang on the tree. We can position them better when we're decorating a garland. And as you're gonna see here, they really secure and sit nicely on a wreath really well. So I actually found these at the Mart, but this is called Krebs, K-R-E-B-S. And they make some of the most beautiful, this looks like blown glass, and it actually sounds like it, but it's plastic. And it's just this gorgeous gold mercury color. But for the wreath, I'm going to add some different shimmers of gold. And then I also love to accentuate it with a beautiful, look at this. I call this Loden green, L-O-D-E-N green. My dad's Austrian, and that's a very popular color over there in like the outfits and the stuff that they wear, especially around the holidays and for opera season. But it's called Loden Green, and I found these, I think, at Michael's. But what I like to do is just take some paddle wire and then cut them, about this long. I'd say paddle wire, I would cut it about at least probably about a foot long, and then I twist it around the top part portion of the ornament. And then what I like to do is I'll secure it around the wreath. So I'm literally going to take it in here, nestle it in, go through the wreath and around it, if I can get my hand in here right now. I've got a lot going on with the stuff on the table, but I'll simply go underneath just like this and find the other half, and then I'll secure it. And I know you can't see my hands right now, what's going on underneath, but I'll simply take it and find it. Come on, let me find the other half. There you go. And I'll just wrap it around, and the wire just helps secure it and hold it in nice and tight. Especially when you're doing a mantle or a wreath, you just want things nice and secure so that way when you hang it up, it doesn't all fall out. So that's one way to secure the ornaments. Another way is you can also use the actual pieces of the wreath, like I think I may have shown you a little bit earlier, but I'll sometimes I'll feed it through the top part. Can you see that? If you kind of come up close, sometimes the hole is big enough for you to actually feed this through, but it's not on this particular wreath, but sometimes they are. So I'm just gonna go around, and I like to evenly space these out around the wreath. Now remember, do not stress out about where you're placing these. Sometimes I'll group them in clusters. Sometimes I'll just simply, just evenly space them around, but it's gonna look beautiful either way. Now I'm gonna probably use about 8 on here, just so that way it looks nice and full. Now sometimes we'll really get happy with ornaments and we'll layer, 20 to 40 on here to really make it nice and full. So it just completely depends on, the look that you're going for. But I'll simply wrap, keep going all the way around the wreath. And again, use the shatterproof. It's so much easier. Now, my colorway for a lot of my clients, we love to use the golds and the silvers, and the natural evergreens, but sometimes we love to bring out the reds and the different colorways. So when you're choosing your colors, just make sure you choose various different hues of the colorway. So that's why I'm using the gold to kind of help bring out the green in here. I just would not have used all green. The golds really help, especially the mercury, helps bring it all out. But as you can see, this is a simple way to elevate the wreath. I'm just gonna go all the way around and continue. And I'm gonna do one more over and through here. And then again, too, if you want, like I said, you can actually wrap it. There goes some of the magnolia. I clearly didn't wrap that in tight enough, but that's all right. Just wrap that around the base of it, just like that. Okay, so also be sure to use different sizes and different textures of ornaments. Like I've got the gorgeous gold mercury here, but then you can see I've got the beautiful matte sparkly, and these are actually a diamond cut shape ornament. And if you notice, this is a much bigger size ornament, about the size of a baseball. But then I also like to use what you would refer to as like the size of a golf ball too. So be sure to vary up the different shapes of the ornaments. And I'm gonna nestle those in through here. And I forgot to show you this. This is super important. So what I'll do is I'll take a grouping of 3 and weave them on about 8 inches or so of the paddle wire, and then I'll group them together. So when you place them on the wreath like this, you have a lot more impact. So you could just do one on there, but let me tell you what, you're gonna go a lot farther with just grouping them like this. So I love to do that with my smaller ornaments. It just makes a much bigger impact and a bigger statement. So I'll simply go around and put those in here, and I'll adorn those all throughout and go all the way around. Now, oftentimes a lot of people ask me, how do you keep your greenery looking so green all season long? Well, be sure to give it a drink of water throughout the season. That goes for, oftentimes so many of my clients, they're like, my Christmas tree died. Well, have you been watering it every day? You gotta make sure you give it plenty of water. And how I like to water our wreaths is we'll fill up a spray bottle with water and just lightly mist it at least once a week. And if you're in a super dry area, you may wanna give it a mist, and just a light mist. You may want to do that at least twice a week. It just depends on how dry you are or the area that you live in. And then also, we love to use what we call green glow, and we'll spray this on there as well, and that will really help preserve, the wreath as well. So that's another little tip and trick for to keep your greenery looking, all season long, keeping it nice and green so it doesn't get crispy. But also, don't forget to give your greenery a drink of water at least for about 24 hours or overnight before you use your greenery. But look at how simple, just by adding these gorgeous layers of these beautiful shaped ornaments into the wreath and what it does for Christmas. Now, you know, another fun way I like to use wreaths is they not only can be hung on the wall, but they also can be used to put a beautiful candle in the center with a beautiful glass cylinder. And I like to fill that up with ornaments or different greenery and different pines and float candles in the center. So that's another really fabulous way to use a wreath. But look, you've got a gorgeous holiday wreath, and all we did was we transformed the evergreen wreath and elevated it by using these beautiful shapes and different sizes of the ornaments, and you are ready to go for the holidays.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.